In this bulletin, the federal government stands by its push for an independent inquiry into the origins of COVID-19. A major union criticises Qantas's plans to return to normal flying without social distancing, and concern for local amateur sport in the wake of the pandemic. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia is standing by its stance on an independent inquiry into the origins of COVID-19, despite the threat of even more retaliation by China. The World Health Assembly has adopted a resolution to establish such an inquiry after it won the support of 137 nations, including China. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia has contributed to a process that will save lives.
Australia has helped provide the impetus and the resolve to ensure that we have an impartial, independent and comprehensive evaluation of the origins, the source, the passage, the response to COVID-19. Those things together are about saving lives and protecting lives.
On top of the measures already taken on Australian beef and barley, the Bloomberg News Agency is reporting Chinese officials are considering stricter checks on some Australian exports of fruits, seafood and oats. It's also reporting Chinese state media could encourage consumer boycotts of Australian goods. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is warning China not to conflate trade with the issues surrounding the inquiry. A leading union is highly critical of Qantas's policies as the airline prepares to resume flying in greater volume. Qantas yesterday outlined a range of measures to be introduced from the 12th of June. It says it will provide masks and cleaning wipes to passengers, but it will not be leaving the middle seats of rows empty to practice social distancing. Instead, it says it will simplify catering, step up aircraft cleaning, and ask passengers to limit movement around the cabin after takeoff. Nick McIntosh from the Transport Workers Union says Qantas is doing enough.
We've got restaurants and pubs regulated to within an inch of their lives, yet Qantas seems to be able to dream up their own policy that they somehow think they can flout social distancing laws and everyone's going to be okay. We can't have a situation where Qantas simply comes out and announces a policy that they think is okay that goes against all of the advice of the medical experts that say we must maintain social distancing in the current circumstances.
Qantas says it could restart flying at 40 to 50% of normal capacity from July, provided state governments relax border controls. South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall has announced coronavirus restrictions will be eased earlier in the state than originally planned. From Friday, the limit on people dining inside cafes and restaurants will be increased to 10, and alcohol can also be served. The state will then move to stage 2, 3 days earlier than scheduled, on the 5th of June, which will increase the number of people who can be served and also allow cinemas and theatres to reopen. But Mr Marshall has warned tighter restrictions will be put back in place if needed.
We have got to get the balance right. We've got to do everything we can to get people back to work, but we've got to do it in a way that is not going to send us backwards in South Australia. We have done such a good job on the health side that we don't want to go backwards.
Around 650 active cases of COVID-19 remain in Australia, and there have been 100 confirmed deaths. More evidence has been released of the immense damage sustained by the Australian economy due to the virus. New figures show retail spending dropped 17.9% in April. That's far worse than had been expected. Social distancing regulations and travel restrictions acted as a severe curb on spending, particularly noticeable at cafes, restaurants, clothing and footwear stores. The Reserve Bank expects the Australian economy to contract by 6% this year. There are fears the economic downturn resulting from the coronavirus lockdown will have a lasting impact on local sports groups. The Australian Sports Foundation is calling on grassroots clubs to participate in a mass survey looking at the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on community sports funding. The foundation's chief executive, Patrick Walker, says a pilot survey has indicated many clubs were in danger of falling by the wayside.
The clubs we're talking to, they've lost maybe 80% of their sponsorship income because the local pub or club or cafe has gone under or had to close its doors. They've lost their membership income. They may be faced with a refund of membership, and they're going to be faced with extra costs when they get back in, new hygiene measures, new equipment and so on.
Community sports clubs are required to meet guidelines set by the Australian Institute of Sport before they can resume games and training. Tomorrow's weather now, sunny in Perth, 21, a possible shower in Adelaide, 15 degrees. Showers easing in Melbourne, 13, partly cloudy, a cool 14 degrees in Hobart. Showers for Canberra, a cool day there as well, 12 degrees. Showers in Wollongong, 18, much the same for Sydney and Newcastle, 20 degrees. Rain at times for Brisbane, 23, showers for Cairns as well, 28. And a little bit of light rain in Darwin, 29 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest SBS News.